Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Dr. Ron Tessman, Elanco Technical Consultant, Beef Cattle Technical Consultant. Tell us a little bit about the Guidance for Industry number 263 that goes into effect here in June. Give us the details of that and what that's all about.
Well, the Guidance for Industry 263 and what's taking place here in this summer is really just an extension of what's been going on for the last several years, beginning with the in-feed antibiotics. And what the FDA is trying to do is make sure that all antibiotics that are fed to production animals, cattle, swine, poultry, are used judiciously and under the direction of a veterinarian or in consultation with a veterinarian. And so this is just an extension of that, really looking to capture some of those antibiotics that were previously over the counter.
And what's the purpose behind that? There's a reason for that ruling. What is the target of that?
So the whole reason behind it is to, again, just look at antibiotic usage, reduce unnecessary antibiotic usage, and to bring it under the guidance and consultation of a veterinarian. And it's really in the idea, in my opinion, to promote judicious use, but also sustainability, the ability for us to continue to use antibiotics.
And what do producers need to keep in mind as this goes into place and to prepare for this?
Yeah, so there will be some inconvenience, particularly depending upon what state you live in and what rules that they have. You may find that a number of the fleet stores or farm stores discontinue carrying some of these antibiotics that used to be over the counter and that now will be script. But other states, depending upon their particular rules, will continue to have them. The only difference is that you'll need a script for those antibiotics where you didn't need them before. And, you know, in my opinion, there's some really positive things about that for the producer, really. If we think about, you know, growing up, working cattle, how many of us, you know, have seen where we went to go treat a calf and we pulled off the shelf or out of our saddlebags an old bottle of whatever antibiotic it might be, and it's kind of discolored and, you know, it's probably out of date, but that's what we have, and so we use that to treat that animal, and, you know, it probably isn't doing any good. And so that puts a little bit of onus on us as producers to make sure that we have some inventory control, that we're keeping track of, is our antibiotic supply in date or is it not in date? And also, really, and I think more importantly, you know, in consultation with our veterinarian, are we using the most appropriate antibiotic, or should we not even be using an antibiotic at all in the situation that we're in? And it doesn't preclude us from having antibiotics on hand, you know, as long as we're doing it in conjunction with the veterinarian. And part of that, and a key part of that, and it's stated right in the guidance, and it's the same as with any script antibiotic or script drug in general, is having a valid client-patient relationship. And you'll hear that VCPR quite often. And, you know, so what does that mean? That means that, you know, you have to have a relationship with a veterinarian, and you, you know, what that means exactly. There are some differences state to state, but in general, it just means that you have to have that relationship. The veterinarian has to know you and your operation has to have been out on your operation at least once during the year, and has a good understanding of what your needs are. There are, I'm sorry, go ahead if you have another question.
So for producers who maybe are in kind of remote areas or have limited access to veterinary care, what are some things that they can do to find that vet or find where that relationship can be built?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, I grew up in Montana, and a lot of the rural places where cattle are raised, the veterinarians are far, few and far in between. And so it'll be important to, you know, access, you know, a veterinarian that may be close to you. Look to your local extension office. They'll be able to, you know, recommend veterinarians that would be in your area. And again, that doesn't preclude us as producers from doing our own work. We did that a lot when I was growing up in Montana. And it doesn't mean that we have to have a veterinarian out every time, but we have to create that relationship. And that relationship just really means that veterinarian needs to know your operation and has to have seen you at least once during the year to make that relationship and continue that relationship during the year. So it is a little bit inconvenient, but in the long run, I really think that it's going to have a positive benefit on health of and welfare of our animals and actually in our producers and our production systems too. And so the veterinarian really takes on some responsibility too. So it's a two-way street. If I'm a veterinarian and I'm going to script out some drugs for any producer and their operation, that means that I'm taking on the responsibility of understanding what that production system is like, what is going on with that herd in general and their health needs, and be willing to be available should there be, you know, by phone or in person, should there be any emergencies associated with giving those sorts of, giving anything that I've scripted out for them.
And I think for a lot of producers, you know, it seems like once a year or so, you about have to have a vet come out for one reason or other. If it's, you know, preg checking, or you've got a calf that you've got some issues with or whatever. So it maybe is not as big of a deal as some people might be thinking it could be.
Yeah, I mean, that's my opinion. And I think, you know, I remember, you know, quite a few years ago, there was a study, and I think it was actually done out of North Dakota, that said that there was, you know, many producers that didn't use a veterinarian on a regular basis. And I understand that, particularly in remote areas. But, you know, if we can work with a veterinarian, work with our local resources that we might have, and with a veterinarian, I think we're all going to be better off. And the one thing for me, I've spent most of my career as a veterinarian developing antimicrobials or supporting those in the field, doing research in BRD, bovine respiratory disease, and it is critical that we maintain our ability to use these important tools. We have to have the ability to continue to use them. And so if we can show that we're using things, you know, in a judicious manner and we're using them appropriately, then we really have a place where we can fight back against this popular narrative that we're abusing those sorts of, you know, antibiotics in large animals, because we're not, right? We really aren't. And this, I personally think, gives us, you know, as an industry, a way to document that and to really fight that that narrative.
Be able to show a little bit of some more credibility there, maybe.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Anything else that we should add or touch on before we let you go?
One thing I think, you know, I've talked to a number of producers and some veterinarians and actually some local farm type stores. And, you know, there's some varied reactions about how they're taking this and what their plans are. But I would like to just remind individuals that that really this doesn't cover a whole lot of antibiotics, right? Many of the stuff that many of those products that we've been using are already script. And so this really isn't a huge shift. We're only picking up a few antibiotics, the oxytetracyclines, the penicillins, some of the sulfa-based antibiotics, and actually Tylosin injectable, one of Elanco's products as well. And then some intramammary tubes for the people that are in the dairy industry. But in reality, it's really a very few products that are falling under this. And really in the whole scheme of things, it's really probably a positive thing for us as an industry.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here today. Again, Dr. Ron Testman with Elanco joining us on the Red River Farm Network.